you don't want to lose your first match. You know, I think if you look at the results in the first division over the weekend, there's a lot of draws, and you know, I think everybody's gone out with that mentality that you don't want to lose your first game. You know, maybe, you know, I think maybe it's the way I want the boys to play. You know, I want to play attacking football, and I want to play good football. But you know, maybe we were a bit, you know, maybe we were a bit naive going down there. Maybe we went too gung-ho. But you know, that's the way I want them to play. And I think for the first 20 minutes, and for the first maybe the 25 minutes, I thought we were absolutely excellent. You know, and they couldn't live with us. And you know, they pushed their way back into the game then, just in the second half of the first half. You know, and you know, it obviously then, you know, in the second half we conceded two goals in 2 minutes, which knocked the one completely out of our sails.
Mm-hmm. You scored first, so that gave you an advantage.
It did. You know, we scored around that period at the start, after about 8 or 9 minutes. Johnny Lafferty had a great strike at goal. It took a slight deflection over the goalkeeper, and you know, we were well atop at that stage, and we were they couldn't really live with us. But no credit to them, they kind of sorted out probably, you know, one or two problems that they felt that we were causing them. And you know, what happened was that because of the pressure we were putting them under, they were defending deep, and you know, they pushed out a wee bit more, and in result it pushed our defence that wee bit deep, and that's when they started having a bit of joy. So you know, but again in the second half we started brightly again, and I think against the run of play, you know, they managed to get one, and then 2 minutes later another. And you know, then with the third goal, you could have said it was game over, but credit to the boys, it certainly wasn't. You know, we got a goal back through David Walsh, and with about 15 minutes left, and it was all Harps after that. And they managed to, you know, we hit the post, and we had a couple of near misses, and you know, they managed to hold on for the 3 points, and we came up the road empty-handed. The group and the squad we have together at the minute might take a wee bit of time to get up and running properly. And you know, there's a few new faces there, and there's one or two players that aren't 100% yet. And you know, but at the same time, you know, if it is important to get a good start, and hopefully we'll put it right on Friday night against Salt Hill.
Yeah, well, that's an important one, because they were beaten, so it's certainly one of those that you nearly a must win situation so early.
Yeah, well, when you lose your first game, you know, you're putting that wee bit of pressure on you. Whereas, as I said, if you just manage not to lose your first game, you know, it's a good result. But you know, when you're beat, it puts that pressure on you. Certainly, you have to go and get your 3 points in the next game, and you know, we'll be going all out to do that. And you know, we'll see how we're fixed during the week. And you know, we might have Tommy Bonner back available for selection, and you know, we'll see. There's other players there. We've a decent squad, and there's other players there pushing for places. And at the end of the day, we went down there and we conceded 3 goals, and we were beat. So I'm sure I'm going to have a few players looking in my direction during the week, wondering if they're maybe going to get the nod for this weekend. And you know, that's what I want to see, and you know, that's why I wanted the good squad, so there is competition for places. And you know, we'll have a good look at it during the week, and we'll see what we'll go with then on Friday night.